Thank you and good afternoon. The winter holiday anti-DUI campaign has concluded and the crackdown resulted in a significant number of arrests, but overall, it was a decrease from the amount of arrests made last year in the same time period. Led by the Fortuna Police Department and seven other county agencies, the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force arrested a total of 60 people for driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol, including 8 in the span of 24 hours. In that same time period last year, 77 people were arrested for driving under the influence. The next wave of Avoid the 8 operations will be conducted throughout the county during Super Bowl Sunday. Today, Congressman Jared Huffman stated his support for Humboldt County getting their annual acre feet of water from the Trinity Lake as the agreement was made to do so over 60 years ago. He stated that the argument is not a close call and cited a congressional promise that was made 60 years ago that guarantees Humboldt County annual access to water from the Trinity Lake, but the county hasn't been getting its 50,000 acre feet of water. After a solicitor thoroughly examined the situation, the Interior Department heeded Huffman's request to publicly release the solicitor's findings on this issue. Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg stated that the county is looking forward to taking the next steps to determining uses for the water that will best benefit the North Coast communities. Today, the Eureka Weather Forecast Office will be losing one of their longtime meteorologists due to retirement. Nancy Dean has been a meteorologist for 20 years since 1994 when she created the Eureka Weather Forecast Office and has been the head meteorologist in charge of the office during that time. She has also served 36 years of federal service with the National Weather Service. One of the notable contributions by Dean in her office has been the advancement of marine forecasting and developing a nearshore wave model that is now being used by the National Weather Service whenever they're making forecasts. Dean's last day of work ended today. Ferndale police arrested a Eureka man in the early morning hours on Wednesday following a traffic stop on Highway 211. The officer pulled over a vehicle driven by 52-year-old John Douglas Goodrich for a license plate violation, which was an out-of-date registration. A search of Goodrich's vehicle turned up a small amount of meth that was packaged for sale, along with other items that pointed to drug sales activity. It was also determined during the search that Goodrich was driving under the influence of a controlled substance. Goodrich was booked for possession, possession for sale, and driving under the influence. The Eureka Police Department arrested two people off of their most wanted list over the span of Thursday evening and into this morning. Mashandra Washington was arrested Thursday evening near the 400 block of Hodgson Street, while Joseph Montgomery was arrested this morning for warrants near the 1500 block of E Street. The police department is still looking for assistance in locating Jason Olmholt, who is considered high priority on the department's most wanted list. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There has been debate whether the rainfall in December has lessened the effects of the severe California drought. Dan Squire has more.
With a very wet December, there's been a lot of talk about the lessening of severe drought conditions throughout the state of California. But a lot more rain, and for those further to the south, a lot more snow, will be needed before drought conditions are erased. If 2013 was a dry year in our region, and according to the National Weather Service, it was an extraordinarily dry year, 2014 rainfall totals were much closer to historical norms. The Weather Service recorded just over 37 inches of rain in Eureka in 2014, 3 inches under its average of 40 inches per year. Ukiah was close to its average as well after 35 inches of rain were recorded, and in Crescent City, the rainfall totals were more than 45 inches, still well short of Del Norte County's average of more than 60 inches of rain per year.
Thank you, Dan. With the conclusion of the holiday season, the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will go back to its regular schedule, starting with their regular meeting, January 5th. Next on the schedule after the regular meeting will be the Fortuna Chamber Mixer, which will be held on January 14th at the Lowe's Building. The mixer will introduce some of the chamber's newest members, as well as introducing the young entrepreneurs from the community. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.